I know the next presidential election can feel like it's a long time away, but as you can tell by the news, it's already ramping up. A lot of candidates entering on one side to take on the incumbent on the other side. And before you know it, in fact, you have seen it a little bit already, Christianity is going to be injected into the race. It just happens. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying it just happens. What I want to talk about here is why Jesus and politics don't mix. Let's start with Palm Sunday. That's right, Palm Sunday. Now, I know Easter has come and gone, so obviously Palm Sunday has. I gave the Palm Sunday message at Oak Brook, and one of the things I focused on, and this grew out of research, was what the Jewish crowds at Palm Sunday missed completely. Why is it Palm Sunday? Well, because the palm branch, the palm frond, was a symbol of Jewish nationalism. It was the equivalent of our red, white, and blue. Because they saw Jesus as either a political or military ruler who was going to get rid of their Roman oppressors, the Roman Empire. Jesus did everything he could to illustrate that's not why I'm here. Jesus does not concern himself with human political agendas. Jesus isn't Democrat. Jesus isn't Republican. Jesus isn't liberal. Jesus isn't conservative. Jesus isn't on anybody's side, but Jesus' side. And it's a mistake when, just as the Jews on Palm Sunday did, we attempt to wrap political agendas in Jesus. And by the way, I am not pointing to any particular ideology or party. I'm saying in general, it is a mistake, particularly when you look at how hard on Palm Sunday Jesus tried to say, no, I'm not a political leader. I'm not a military leader. I am the Messiah. I am the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet the Jewish crowds saw what they wanted to see. We see this in contemporary America today, that one side or another, one group or another, claiming that Jesus is on their side, supports their cause. Again, Jesus supports Jesus' side. And it's not a matter of whether he's on our side, it's a matter of whether we are on his side, which is why Jesus and politics don't mix. Pastor Scott Sauls covered this extensively in his book, Jesus Outside the Lines, A Way Forward for Those Who Are Tired of Taking Sides. He starts out the book with this story, that he was preaching to a crowd of New Yorkers about how Christians should respond to the problem of poverty. He got two emails the next week, both in reference to the same sermon. The writer of the first email, among other things, accused him of being a right-wing extremist, Sauls write. The writer of the second email said that he was certain that Sauls must be a left-wing Marxist. So he showed the emails to a friend of his, Tim Keller, who was at the time his boss and mentor. He said Tim recommended that he seek to learn what he could from the experience, but not to worry too much about the negative feedback, because it could actually be a good sign. Tim told him the longer it takes people to figure out where we stand on politics, in all likelihood, the more faithfully we are preaching Jesus. So it is Scott Sauls who points out, when it comes to kings and kingdoms, Jesus sides with himself. And he wants to know, are we siding with him? So as the political season continues to heat up, and it will, and as more and more we see the injection of Jesus, of faith, into politics, I would encourage you to remember this. Jesus isn't on anyone's side. Jesus is neither red nor blue, left nor right, R nor D. He is Jesus. He is concerned about his side, and he is concerned that you are on his side. In other words, that we align with Jesus, not that Jesus aligns with us, and not just in politics, but in all things. When we want to behave a certain way, when we want to act a certain way, we convince ourselves Jesus would be okay with that. Rather than align ourselves with his will, we try to align his will with our plans. It's true in life in general, but it's especially true in politics, which is why Jesus and politics do not mix. Thanks for listening to this mini message.